C.J. Knudsen is hoping that tonight, maybe, just maybe, he'll be sleeping in his own bed at home with sheets and a pillow, and not with a view of home plate at Centennial Field in Burlington, Vermont. Mr. Knudsen is the general manager of the minor league baseball team, the Vermont Expos. The hapless Expos have lost 13 of the 14 games they've played so far this season, including the last 8 in a row. And Mr. Knudsen has vowed he will sleep in the dugout every night until his team posts a win. And Mr. Knudsen joins us now from the dugout at Centennial Field. Mr. Knudsen, you've been there for 3 nights so far?
So far, and 3 nights. We're on day number 4. So if the Expos win tonight, then they can finally get a nice home-cooked meal.
And are you sleeping on the bench?
I'm actually sleeping on a little rollaway cot, and I get out here around 11 or 12 o'clock at night, and then usually don't fall asleep much before 4 o'clock. And if I'm lucky, maybe get an hour or two, then get woken up by a flock of seagulls by around 5 o'clock in the morning.
You said you're not falling asleep until 4 in the morning?
Correct.
Why is that?
Well, the first couple of nights, it definitely took me some time to adjust. On Saturday night, I was here by myself, and so that was definitely a little strange to be in a lonely ballpark. And then the sprinklers came on around 2 in the morning, and that definitely woke me up or startled me a little bit. And then my first encounter with the skunk was, he was about a foot away from my head. So I was lucky enough to pretend I was sleeping. He kind of minded his own business and went from there. When you're the only one here at 3 o'clock in the morning, it definitely has all the sound effects of everything from skunks to raccoons to all sorts of other wild and crazy animals. So what we decided to do was my director of ticket operations, Nate Colucci, decided that he'd volunteer and join me on Sunday. So Nate and I were in here on Sunday night, and then last night we were joined by Adrian Wilson, our Director of Public Relations. And from here on out, we're actually going to be joined by a member of the front office every single night. So if we end up losing 10 more games, then this dugout's going to be a pretty crowded place.
You're going to run out of real estate pretty soon.
We are. We're going to have to build some skyboxes on top of the dugout, I think.
Or maybe branch out into the bullpen, I don't know.
That's right. That's right. Pretty soon, I think if the team doesn't get their act together, we might be out in the outfield.
How are the fans reacting to this? Is this all sort of done in good sport, or are they sort of thinking that you're making light of a situation that they're not terribly happy about?
Well, I wasn't sure what the reaction was going to be, but it's been overwhelming. I mean, the players approached me as soon as they found out and said that they're going to get me out of this dugout as fast as possible. And about 10 minutes ago, one of our infielders, Jamar Clinton, came up to me and said that he's going to get a base hit and score a run, and this is the last night I'm going to be in the dugout. So the support from the players have been great, and the field staff and the fans are just tremendous. They come up to me at the ballpark and ask me if they can do anything, and actually a couple fans last night brought me some homemade brownies and some shrimp scampi. So I am roughing it, but I do have some personal advantages.
I think the pity factor just dropped significantly.
Well, we have some of the best fans in minor league baseball, and for some reason, if we do end up losing, then we're going to be dedicated and be here for the whole, if we need to be, the whole summer.
They say that there is no such thing as bad publicity. I wonder if this might be the best thing that's happened to the Expos. You're getting some attention, and maybe that's a good thing.
It really is. I mean, I think minor league baseball is very unique, where you can do all sorts of different crazy promotions, and this is just another way to kind of give back to our fans and kind of show faith in the team. And I guess the only time we really need to worry is when they stop talking about us.
Well, Mr. Knudsen, good luck.
Well, thank you very much, and we'll see everyone at the ballpark.
C.J. Knudsen is general manager of the Vermont Expos. He's been sleeping every night in the dugout until his team gets a win. So far this season, they've won 1 game and lost 13.